Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. Creative versus reactive. We don't tend to think of creativity as something we need to organize for. We think of it as being free of constraints, as in there are no constraints. We can do whatever we like. That is what creativity is all about. I had a really good conversation today with someone, and I wanted to share just a little part of what we talked about. And it's the idea that to be your most creative self, to express your best creativity and to have the freedom to do that, you need to plan ahead. Planning is the key to good creativity. We don't tend to think of creativity as something we need to organize for. We think of it as being free of constraints, as in there are no constraints. We can do whatever we like. That is what creativity is all about. That's certainly the way that I've thought about it in the past. When I look back at my creative journey, being organized and having my shit together has been actually a much better way to be creative. This whole idea first came up when I started putting together a specific workshop that I ran for camera clubs online during COVID. That particular workshop was all about curating your work, pulling a collection of images together. And there are two ways to think about pulling a collection together. You either go to your hard drives and you pull out a series of images from whatever else you've shot, or you go out and you specifically shoot a set of images around a concept and a theme. It's easy to see that these are two very different ways to think about your photography, two very different modes to operate in. In this workshop, as people are going through their hard drives and they're pulling out sets of images and they're trying to make a story from the images that they have, they often said, if I could just go back and shoot a couple of these scenes, then I would have the complete story. I think this is where we get to the nub of it. How you go out and photograph, what you're thinking about when you go and shoot is really important. And that might seem really obvious to say those words, but if you think about it, often we go out and shoot without a plan. One of the examples was a lady who had a series of images that she'd captured on the same beach, and she'd just go back every day and show the same scene, but at a different time of day, at a different part of the season. So you're seeing how that location changes through time. And the only way to do a project like that is to get organized. You can't just decide you're going to do it today and collect a year's worth of images in one day. So you have to be organized. You have to plan ahead for that kind of project. And if you compare that to when a bunch of people at a camera club decide to go out to the beach and just shoot whatever they find, and you can see you're going to get a very different outcome. What I was hearing from people in these camera clubs was they often felt they didn't have a sense of purpose. They didn't know where they were headed. So they turn up to the beach, but they didn't have a game plan. Having a game plan really does change what you're doing. It changes how you feel about your photography, I think. Imagine you turn up to the beach and you have a plan to document all of the different plants that are growing in the sand dunes, the different grasses and maybe some of the shrubs behind them. And you are putting together a story of the ecosystem. Or you might want to document things that get washed up on the beach. You can have a collection of images looking at what the tide brings in. It doesn't really matter what your concept is. Simply having a concept, having something to work towards, gives you focus. And instead of trying to shoot everything, you're concentrating on the things that connect with your concept. I think it's easy to see the value of this. I think it's easy to understand that when you go out and shoot, if you have a game plan, if there's something you're actually going after, that might lead you closer to the photographs you want to get. And I just want to bring it back to that difference between being reactive and simply responding to what's happening and planning ahead, creative versus reactive. It's hard to be genuinely creative when you're simply responding to what's coming at you. It's hard to find your creative path if you're feeling a little bit lost. I think there's a cultural expectation that if you're a creative person, that somehow you're not a very organized person, that you're not good at planning and you're not good at structure. I've been really lucky in my career. So much of my photography has been for editorial purpose. So I'm shooting for a magazine, or I'm shooting for a tourist board or a travel company, and I have some idea of what they're going to do with the images. So I'm thinking about what they need, or what the magazine needs, or what an editor needs. And I'm thinking about what's useful. How am I telling the story? So I'm coming at it from an editorial perspective. Or even better, there have been times when I get to travel with a writer and the writer knows the story, or he's working out the story as we're going. He's doing the heavy lifting to look for the story. And all I have to do is to follow his lead. In those situations, I'm putting all of my creative energy into following a specific brief. And that just means I get to do better work. I do my best photography when I'm organized, when I'm prepared, and also when I'm motivated. This idea of having structure that allows you to have more freedom, it's not just for photography, it's for just about any kind of creative pursuit. The person I was talking to today was talking about the context of writing and being a writer, and how if you lay down structure before you start writing the pages, if you have an arc and an understanding of where your story has to go and the key points along the way, you write a better story. And it's easy to think that this is like a either or kind of thing, that you either have structure or you have creativity. And I think that's a misreading. I think that's not what we're trying to say. If all you have is structure, then I think that's not going to necessarily give you the most creative outcome. And if all you have is freedom to do whatever you want, I think that won't give you the most creative outcome either. I think you need both. I think you need a little bit of both. The ratio of how much structure and how much freedom that you need, that depends on the person and it depends on the project. But if you have zero structure, I think you are doing yourself a disservice. If you think about right now, something that you would like to do. Say you want to make a book and you think about that book and you put yourself into that time in the future when you have that book and what does it look like? And you think about all the details that are in that finished object and now start working your way back. Where do you need to start from to end up with that book? What is the concept of the book? What is the idea within the book? And you start with that idea. You define that idea of what underpins that finished book. And then you look for ways to complete all the steps that will get you from having the idea to shooting the idea to making the book. And suddenly you have a roadmap. Suddenly you've got a plan. And a plan is really valuable. And once you have some kind of structure, some kind of game plan, you can be flexible on the bits in between. You can have a bit of leeway. You can say, well, we were going to spend 3 weeks on this element of it and actually things changed. And so now we're going to spend 6 weeks on this and we're only going to spend 1 week on that. You can change what you do after you get started. The structure doesn't mean you can't be flexible. A good plan is a flexible plan anyway. The structure gives you permission to be creative within the constraints. It's not an either or. It's not you either have constraints or you have creativity. They work together. So if you're feeling like you're struggling to find a creative path, ironically, the bit that could be letting you down is actually structure. Could be that what you really need is some sort of concept or some sort of constraint, some sort of regular planning where you say, every Tuesday afternoon, I'm going to go out and I'm going to shoot. It's also important to recognize that there's a difference between having a theme and having a concept. And people often miss the difference. I think we can get themes. We can say, I'm going to take pictures of every door in my neighborhood. And so you end up with a collection of photos that's 100 doors. And that's a theme. And that's okay. And there's a time and a place for that. I'm not so interested in themes. I'm much more interested in the story. And if there's a concept behind the story, that's even better. So if you think of that 100 doors, a different way to look at it, if you want a story, I'm going to say, walk me through the door. Show me what's on the other side of that door. Show me the detail of the door. Show me the character. Where is the story with that door? So that was my thought today. The difference between a theme and a concept and digging into a story and planning ahead and planning for when you're going to go shoot and how you're going to go and shoot and what you want to come back with. And the more you can flesh out some of those ideas and workshop those ideas and look for a good structure that's going to work for you, that can really open the doors to being far more creative with the time that you're putting into the craft. Thank you for joining me for this chat today. If you have some ideas and some questions, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your comments below. And if you're listening on the podcast, drop me an email and I'd love to hear from you too. Have a great day out there.